This recording, Liaoning 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Homer Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, he felt stressed. He ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress on a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to skirt around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comer, Comer, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, he tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, he administered adder. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tear, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comer and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to breast the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, he remembered an effective treatment that required her to mirror out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown Jinzhou lies in northeast of China. The city is known for its important place. It's the bridge combined north of China and northeast of China. In Ming Dynasty, the Qing army spent a large number of equipments to attack Jinzhou. In 1948, the Battle of Liaoshan also broke out there. Through the two famous battles, we can know Jinzhou plays an important role in Chinese history. My family's history is a bit complicated. My parents were Jiangsu people by nature, but my father is a soldier, so my mother and I followed my father from Jiangsu province to Liaoning province. On account of my father's occupation, I was grown up in a strict environment. I studied English since I was 9. It's a charming language and I like it.
学而第一。 子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？”为政第二。子曰：“诗三百，一言以蔽之。”曰：“思无邪。”子游问孝。子曰：“今之孝者，是谓能养；至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬，何以别乎？”子曰：“视其所以，观其所由，察其所爱。人焉叟哉？人焉叟哉？”